thought that you would grab me, undermine me, and backstab me, but I can see clearly now. The rain is gone, the pain is gone, but what you did was still wrong. There was a few times I needed your support, but you tried to play me like an indoor sport, like racquetball, tennis, pool, whatever. All I know is that you attempted to be clever. Nevertheless, cleverness can impress, cause now you've been exposed like a person undressed. And I can see through you, cause I'm the guru. And what you gonna do when I start to step to you? Cause when I pay you back, I'll be hurting you. And this ain't no threat, so take it personal. Rappers and art, you can't own no loops. It's how you hook them up and the rhyme style true. So don't even think you could say someone bit off of your weak beat. Come on, you need to quit. I flip lines and rhymes that never sound like yours. There ought to be laws against you yapping your jaws. Originality overflows in me, and the truth is that you wish you could live the life I live and kick the lyrics I kick. But bear in mind that you can't think this quick, so Premiere drops beats for me to say verses to. And if I sound doper, then take it personal. Cause I don't come around the way like I used to. I don't have time these days. I'm keeping busy making power moves. And don't try to say I don't remember you. You shouldn't let your jealousy show like that. I stopped coming by cause of the way you act. Telling my business to kids I don't even know. You're like a daytime talk show, and that's low. So you can tell everyone that I'm jerking you. And if you don't like it, kid, take it personal.
What's up, Twin Cities? We taking it personal, this weather. Some of us are overheated. Tensions are high. I'm not complaining, though.
It's Monday.
I'm trying to lean into summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for real. That's how I'm living. What's up, Mr. Buckner? D. Buckner, I think you're on mute, boy. Bro, you got to come off that. L Boog is in the building. L Boog, what's up? How you doing?
I'm allergic to Monday and the heat.
Oh, the heat.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm a woodlands quay.
You know?
I can't with this heat.
I'm okay with it. But stay, you know, take care. I think we said this last week. It's an extreme heat wave across the U.S. So take care of your pets. Check on your relatives, you know.
Check on your people.
Check on your people. Make sure, you know.
Check on yourself.
Don't leave your chocolate bar in the car. It's going to be fully melted. You know what I'm saying?
It's a
precautions that you got to take. Listen, I had a Snickers completely melt on me on a golf course because it was too hot. And that wasn't my game at all. That was the heat. You know, extracting his will on a Snickers bar. So anyway, take precautions. But real serious, you know, make sure you hydrate. Stay hydrated.
Yes.
Make sure that your pets are hydrated. And, you know, chill out. Don't try to do too much. This is a season of not trying to do too much, you know?
Yeah, look up the signs. You know, I was at a festival not too long ago, and, I love my four-leggeds and the fur babies, and there was a dog clearly overheated, and me and the owner were overheated because I gave her dog water and she took offense to that. Like, your dog's clearly not doing well. So know the signs of, you know, take care of your babies, your fur babies, and yourselves. Got to stay cool. I had to force my big guy to come in. He was out there chilling with all four layers of his fur. I said, no, you don't understand, bro. No. We're going to come inside.
Damn.
So, that's the realness.
But also celebrate this wonderful time of the year. Get out and enjoy family. Don't stay in the house too much. I mean, take precautions. But, you know, hey, the summertime is short in the Twin Cities, so take advantage for sure.
Mm.
That's where I'm at.
This is true. This is true without question, you know, but go from AC to the car AC to the house AC. Where are we going? Just find AC or some shade and just take care of each other, y'all. I mean, we got 3 days of this, actually a couple more days than that. Just make sure that we're, I mean, you see what's going on in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, man. This is some serious stuff, y'all. Folks are literally dying. So take care of yourself.
Heat wave is happening.
My daughter, she was, I'm like, hey, what you doing? Want to make some plans? She said, I'm sitting here in my drawers in a tank top. No. Mm. I said, don't you have AC?
Yes.
And she said, I do, but it's still too hot. I go, okay, I'm going to give you an old school trick. She said, what's that? Go put some ice in a bowl with some water and stick your feet in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Is this the beginning of a top 10 list on how to stay cool in summer temps?
I don't know if that's on a top 10, but it's definitely on a top 10 of old school tricks.
Okay. I got some top 10s.
I
got top 10 summer foods, and I need my crew, Beats Rhymes and Democracy crew, to check this list and make some improvements. So
Wait. You said food.
Food.
Oh, I thought we're talking how to stay cool.
No. Well, this is kind of, you know, food that will help you stay cool.
So I'm going to start.
Okay. So we're going to do that.
I think I'm going to start from number one to number 10. Okay. Number one answer for how to stay hydrated in the summertime via what you eat, watermelon. Watermelon's on the top of the list.
Watermelon.
Now this is where the list gets a little questionable. I'm just trying to figure out. You know, watermelon, I was like, okay, yep, I get that. Number two, heirloom tomatoes was on this list.
There's a little water in heirloom tomatoes.
Okay.
Am I going for a tomato right away? No.
Okay.
No, not doing
a little salt on
number,
it.
Number three on this interesting list of top 10 foods to stay cool or eat during the summertime, grilled peaches.
Yum.
Grilled peaches. I like my peaches. I like them in cobbler if they're grilled or cooked. But that was another. I had to put a question mark by number three, grilled peaches.
Wait. Where'd you get this list from?
I know.
Well, let's keep going. Number four on this list is State Fair time. So this one might ring true to some folks. Corn on the cob. Now, I don't think of corn on cob to keep me cool, but it is a summertime.
It's a summertime thing.
Summertime food to have at the cookout. So, okay, I'll go with that.
Okay, hold on. B, I think this is his list to remind him of summer, not necessarily to keep us cool.
This was
in the
not
summer.
My. I did not assemble this list. I just scrutinized it and put it on my.
There was heirloom
tomatoes. Okay, number five, and this is where I don't know. I had to start incorporating my own ideas.
So hold on. To recap, watermelon.
Watermelon.
Tomatoes.
Okay. Yep.
Heirloom. Mm-hmm.
Heirloom tomatoes.
Heirloom.
Grilled peaches.
Grilled peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Corn on a cob.
Corn on the cob.
At number four. Number five.
Yep. That's hot.
Cold pasta salad. And for me, at the cookout, I might pass the cold pasta salad for the potato salad. Like, this is a choice kind of thing. And so I had to add potato salad, another good barbecue cookout food item. And it might make you cool, you know, definitely. But, okay, so that's number five. Number six.
Does it have mayonnaise in it? The Miracle Whip.
We didn't get that specific. Okay, I'm more of a male dude. Berries. Strawberries, blueberries, number six. Raspberries.
Okay. Yeah. You know
and
what?
For me, I felt like that should have cream. If you're thinking about it, okay, or even ice cream.
Here's a trick. Freeze them.
Okay.
Yes.
Freeze them.
Yes.
And then eat them like that. Us girls, when we go down the river tubing, I always freeze my fruit.
Freeze the fruit. Okay, so this might make sense. Okay.
Frozen grapes.
Okay, now this one threw me. Number seven threw me. Because I think this is really personal. Ceviche.
Ceviche.
Yes.
Great dish.
Great dish. Is it really a summertime dish?
Yes, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
It's refreshing.
Is this a good number seven for the rest of the Beats, Rhymes, and
It should be higher than corn.
It should be hot, yeah.
I mean, I could definitely shuffle some of these rounds. Okay, so number eight, cucumber salads.
Yum.
Yes.
Cool. Summertime.
Put the tomatoes in those.
Summertime.
Put the tomatoes in there.
Man, what about the ceviche? Can the ceviche go in there? Okay. All right. All right. Number nine. And this one I got question mark by two. Skewers. Grilled skewers. Chicken.
Okay. You know. So they're associating grills.
It seems like summer dishes that you might have, a little barbecue event. You know, they got zucchini in the mix as well. Number 10, which I think number 10 should be number one or number two, ice cream and or popsicles.
Yes, that should have been number one.
That should have been number one or two. I'm with you. This is a list that was put together. I can't remember the source, but I found it online. Yeah.
Okay, I there is one thing missing.
What's that?
A snow cone.
Snow cone.
Or shaved ice.
I'm with you.
I mean, in Hawaii, shaved ice is everywhere. And Hawaii's hot.
Yes.
What do they call them in New York or in Puerto Rico? What is
shaved
it called?
Shaved ice.
Just in Spanish. Yes. I can't remember the name. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll look that up.
I have been grubbing on some teacup.
It really is shaved ice.
Uh-huh.
Teacup shaved ice.
Okay.
They call it snow.
Uh-huh.
And they're everywhere. They have little franchises everywhere, but that has to be on the list because shaved ice and snow is the bomb. And if you're overheated, a big old bowl, and they give you a big old bowl, not just a little cone cup. They give you a big old bowl. You got to eat it before it melts, but it does cool off. So I would have added that. I would take off pasta because, you know, ugh. And then, yeah, definitely.
Pasta and heat.
The pasta.
That's just macaroni.
Yeah, I don't know how I felt about the pasta. I'm with you all. It just kind of seemed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I get an ice cream sandwich?
Ooh, you better eat it fast.
You could for sure.
We need an ice cream sandwich up in here. I might have a stomach ache after, but I'm going with it.
I mean, what about just Kool-Aid? You know, I mean, I did not get top 10 beverages, summer beverages. If someone
top
could
10
look
beverages.
No.
I mean,
you don't want the top 10 summer beverage
list? I think
list?
We could come up with that. Iced tea.
Iced tea? We could come up with the hip-hop version. Well, no, let's not try to do that. Let's stay in a lane that we could work with. I mean, the other thing we could do is go for a music break because,
It's about that time.
Yeah. We got another top 10 list? Yeah. Top five? Top two?
Well, let's... go ahead, B.
What you got, book? No, I was going to say, what you got,
Well, he's moving fast, and so we were going through the top 10 beverages.
Okay. What you got on top 10 beverages?
So, iced tea.
Is that number one or number
yes.
10?
Yes.
Number one.
Number one. Okay. All right. Arnie Palmer.
Well, that could be because number two, lemonade.
Always.
Okay. Number one and number two together.
There it is.
Boom.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Number three, water.
Okay.
Number four, Coca-Cola.
Stay hydrated.
Did you know that the word Coca-Cola is like if you go anywhere in the world, I just heard this, you go anywhere in the world. There's three English words that people always know and can say.
Mm.
Coca-Cola is one of them.
That's two words. That is two words.
No, it's hyphenated.
Still two words.
It's one. It's hyphenated.
It's the branding.
Okay.
It's a branding thing. It's like a Tribe Called Quest. You got to say the whole thing.
All right. Or Pimp Nay Slipback. Yes, definitely. Okay.
Pimp Nay Slipback.
Yep.
Got to say the whole thing.
Okay. So then number five.
Number five.
Beer.
Okay.
Really? All
right. Uh-huh.
Refreshing, you know. Come off the course.
It?
Come off the court.
Yeah.
You know, come off a 5K at the Beer Run Series. A brew.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see that.
Refreshing. Next.
Yep.
Margarita. Mm-hmm.
Margarita. There you go. Ice and tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Taberna's has that.
That's a recipe for.
Yeah, Taberna's has an avocado margarita that's really good.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds like something we
should
want.
I know, we should get that afterwards.
That's a really good idea.
Rest I won't drink. Milk.
Milk. Bam.
No. Orange juice.
Man, that's.
That's not really summertime drink.
No.
That's an all the time drink.
Coffee.
Kool-Aid. Yeah. What about Kool-Aid?
Ooh, no.
Coffee?
Where is Kool-Aid?
I know. Where is Kool-Aid on that list?
I bet you Kool-Aid's going to make a comeback now, though.
I did with the heirloom tomatoes and the pasta salad. You know, clearly this list did not come from every community, right? You know, every...
Correct.
Depending on where you grew up, where, you know, what ethnicity you are, maybe your list looks a little different. I urge folks, you know, for... for giggles, to come up with your own top 10 list, and then you can share it with us after we go on a break. Thank you again for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Please.
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause this is summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Support for KFAI comes in part from First Avenue, presenting Blue and Exile at the 7th Street Entry, Saturday, July 25th. West Coast hip-hop producer duo Blue and Exile take the 7th Street Entry stage with their latest release, Time Heals Everything, an album that continues to push boundaries while staying true to their sound. Even after 20 years together, Blue and Exile continue to refine their chemistry. More information about Blue and Exile at the 7th Street Entry is available at first-avenue.com.
I profess and I don't jest, cause the words I manifest, they will take today to. And I will stress upon you the need for you all to feed your minds and souls, so you can lead yourselves to be. I got a real objective here, I am effective here, cause I select a clear method for all suckers I maul and fall wrong into the pit of purgatory. I go for glory, I'm taking inventory, counting all the tough luck ducks while I narrate, relay and equate, dictate and debate, cause my fate is to be co-making history. I use sincerity, but I still bury deep doubts and questions of all the skeptics. I'm kicking cloud head, I leave in bed, this is true. There's nothing so-so, cause I know right about this minute, I'm in it, admit it, I did it for you, cause this is what I'm into.
All right, welcome back, Twin Cities. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Summer, summer, summertime is upon us. A lot of things going on. Cookouts, extreme heat, World Cup.
World Cup
is going on. Tons of festivals and different events happening throughout the Twin Cities and across the country. We're still occupying parts of Iran. Let's see what else is going on.
I thought that was over.
No.
I thought that was over. Mm. I mean, I heard that we won the war.
What? Where did you?
I heard a record scratch.
I heard we won the war, and then, you know, prices of gas is supposed to be going down, and then I heard, you know, that they were going to negotiate with us, and I thought everything was straight in the war. I thought this was done.
I thought it was done and going to be done in 72 hours.
Man.
Meanwhile, as the tape continues to run, the wrap it up. Device not working.
Shout out Colbert.
It has malfunctioned. Make it stop.
I thought that we would be having lower than usual prices. That happy days are here again. We just celebrated another milestone in America, and that all the things on your list you were going to be able to get.
250 years of abuse.
You know, food and drinks.
They must have did something to make
250 years of some.
POTUS mad, because here we are back.
Undelivered promises.
You know, here we are back to square one.
250 years
it's ago. It's Groundhog Days.
Yes. Man.
You know, and ice keeps a shooting. Maine.
I mean.
Yeah.
Maine. Man, Texas.
Maine.
More people, more bullets.
Same old, no matter, you know.
I didn't mean to put a damper on our summertime music fest. My bad.
Cookout.
You did.
Our cookout.
Our cookout
music. We had cookout music.
Top news of the summer.
Okay, we're going back to top 10 list. While El Boog is looking up a list, I have another list.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
El Boog?
Yeah, well, I wanted, okay, you're all over the place. Did you have a Red Bull?
I always have a Red Bull and several coffees. It's hot outside. Iced coffee, iced energy drink.
I can usually fall asleep
because of the weather at the, you know, at the intersection. So
I
might have a little bit, might be a little wound up.
I know. Chill.
This segment was not brought to you by.
Chill.
Just settle down.
So I was reading our.
Do you have a top 10 list?
KFAI Air Check newsletter.
Okay.
Songs of the summer. So think about
songs of the summer. Okay.
Think about yours, but I'm going to read these. But think about yours. Here's what some of our favorite people from KFAI wrote. Pete Lee.
What was his favorite song of the summer?
Pete Lee, host of Bop Street.
Pete Lee. Shout out to Pete Lee for holding it down for 30 years just before us. Bop Street.
Pro. He's a pro. Get to follow a pro. The pro, Pete Lee, says, "Days We Left Behind" by Paul McCartney from the album The Boys of Dungeon Lane. That is his pick of the summer song. I really like that one. Okay.
That's a good one.
Doc, host of Desert Islands, "She's Gone Away" by Nine Inch Nails and Boys Noize from the album Nine Inch Noize. That's I love Nine Inch Nails. Okay.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Emma Collins, host of Right On Radio.
Nice.
"St. Loser" by Slater from the album Worst Girl in America. Now, these are songs of the summer from our very own KFAI radio hosts.
Our fellow co-hosts.
A few of them. Yep.
Of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Shimmer, host of Daybreak with Shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Very appropriate favorite pick. "Shimmer" by Meghan Trainor from the album Toy With Me. And finally, Miguel Vargas, host of Radio Pocho Cedar Rise, Sunrise. "Under the Silver Moon" by the Marlowes. Those were their picks. How about yours?
Mr. Buckner, do you have a favorite?
Let me think about this for a quick second as I have to look up some things here.
Okay.
I had to really think about it too. Yeah.
I do have a song, but you know, one song that made my list that I just thought about that I used to listen summertime, outside of summertime, was this song.
Soul
to Soul.
Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul reminds me of summertime.
There is something about that groove, that time, that feeling. I mean, there's a freeness to that song, and it just kind of flows with the wind. That's why. It's summer. I love it.
It's
I love it.
Summery. It's a summery. Track.
It's summery. It's summery.
I'm taking from my colleagues today. You heard it first time ever, maybe the last. I'm taking requests.
You are.
Yes.
Violating
the DJ principle, so that I can play. A variety of songs off the top of the head. I am offering the same thing to my colleagues. What's your favorite song? Wow. Book?
Oh, I have so many, but
I mean, it does have to kind of be in a hip hop space. So,
yeah.
I mean, even though Soul to Soul, I mean, you know, it's gotta be
how about
adjacent.
This one? How about this one?
What?
Wild Thoughts.
Wild Thoughts.
DJ Khalid, Rihanna, and Bryson Tiller. Yeah. Okay. Is that hip-hop enough?
That's hip-hop enough. I think so. What about you, Mr. Buckner?
Cue it up.
Now that you have some time to think about it.
You already played one of the classics, of course, Summertime. And, you know, again, my whole thing has always been that song is the quintessential song for summer. So, I mean, I would just say hand clap to start this whole conversation from there. But if I was to add another song.
Okay. What would that be?
What would that song be? You know what? It's funny enough. You already started to, you said keep on moving from Soul to Soul. I'm going to go to the other one, which is just an amazing track. It's Back to Life. By Soul to Soul.
Because
when you hear that groove, especially when you have that just dun, 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 dun. I mean, and just that whole, just, it's just something that, and when you see the video, they're dancing while the sun comes up, y'all. it's just that song.
Well,
so
you're saying something important. There's a memory linked usually to the song, like a memory of summer. So you're talking about the video reminds you, the visualness of it reminds you of summer?
Oh, without question. You know, I mean, that's what always catches me is that something that just kind of just catches that groove. Like again, not hip hop, but I will go into some Birds of a Feather, you know, with Billie Eilish. Mm. I mean, that song is California summer. I always hear in my back of my head, I hear the Chronic for some reason.
Yes.
You know, I hear all that, you know, that West Coast kind of, there's something about the West Coast and summertime, even though I may not be the biggest fan of West Coast rap, but somehow, some way, you get to the Chronic and some Snoop and a couple other folks from there. That's summer to me, you know, for some reason.
I think it's because I had California Love on my list, and I think it's the drop top visual. It's all sunny in their videos, and it bring us being in the cold climate. It's like, I want to be there. I want to be in that drop top. I want to be in that bikini. I want to be dancing. I want to be having fun.
Oh, no, bikini, okay.
Cool side. You know, that the visualness brings us to summertime. And so then once the summer weather hits, it's my windows are down, sunroof open.
And you might be playing this song right here.
Okay, what's that?
Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could tag it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocker with sit on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the night. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow.
I think it's the Rihanna influence in this, that Caribbean influence in it, but it also brings me back to summertime because it's associated with cruise ships. When I was on cruise ships and,
you know,
and I,
for
and,
real, though.
And dancing on these cruise ships, that song was really popular at the time.
I dig that song for all the reasons that you share. I'm still trying to figure out what DJ Khaled does on a DJ Khaled song. Does he assemble all the different people?
No, he says we the best.
We the best. No.
That's him.
We the baddest. We the baddest. We the best. Yeah.
Well, I'm the only one who asked this question. What does DJ Khaled do? Because it came right up in Google.
Did it? What came up?
What does he do?
Yeah. What does he do?
It's a legit question.
He is a music industry connector and hype man. Literally, it says that.
Okay.
So he's a music industry connector. I want to be a hype woman.
You mean that? But that's the producer.
A hype woman for our show. You really are.
Except
we don't have a budget, so... You're not going to make millions,
we're balling on an old budget.
We're doing the best with what we have.
Let me finish this. He also hosts a radio show.
Does he really? Okay.
Runs a record label. We got to add that to our list.
Runs a record label. I kind of figured that part of it.
Goals.
But he's a producer. I mean, that's what he does. He's a producer. Yeah,
he is.
He's a producer. That producer, all producing is connecting and getting people to
true.
Do what they're supposed to do.
That's not true. Producers.
But producing?
Producers usually help create the music part of a song, right? So if we think about.
They can do that too, yes.
I mean, you think about DJ Khaled, you think about Puffy. And you think about a few other folks, Jay-Z probably included. Those were in their executive producer or producer cred is not the music creating portion. So you think of Kanye music creator. You think of Dr. Mm-hmm. Dre, also super producer, West Coast content creator. Timbaland content creator. These are dudes who make beats and thus are have a different level of credibility as producers. Now, I haven't seen, I mean, Khaled, DJ Khaled, we've been playing before we were away for a little bit because it is summertime. You know, there's a couple reggae weeks where we focused on dance hall and reggae music. DJ Khaled, a couple tracks that he was able to assemble per L Boog's definition of DJ Khaled's job description. Some pretty funky reggae, dancehall reggae tracks, brought together the legends and some real dope beats that I appreciated. So I put those into rotation. So again, whatever it takes to pull this music thing together, a lot of folks in the mix. Some are just hype men, you know, propping up someone, and hopefully they have a job after they hype the folks up. Some actually keep the party going, spin on the tables or on the DJ controller or performers, musicians or others. A lot goes into making this hip-hop music work.
I mean, I would think that, like, it says he's a maximalist approach combining booming beats with motivational ad-libs and catchphrases. So bringing these people together that you know can do ad-libbing and catchphrases in their rap, bringing in somebody that can, you know, help with the beats while he does some too, but he's bringing people together to create a product. Okay. So I would look at it that way, and I think of,
so he
okay,
got a job.
Hype man.
He got a job.
You know, Will Smith, DJ, Will Smith and
rapper.
His DJ.
Oh, DJ Jazzy Jeff, a legitimate DJ.
Exactly.
Legitimate producer.
Yes.
You know, and there's levels, right? You know, it takes some folks who can put together the party, and maybe they make sure that there's food and ice and, you know, drinks and
producing
other things.
The production.
That's a part of the production. And you got different, you got people with different skills. So,
and it's kind of like Suge Knight's not going to dance. I mean, let's just put it out there. Suge Knight's not going to dance.
He's not.
But he's going to make sure that the money's tight.
He's going to, like, straight grift the money, one or all of the above. Because we know Suge Knight is a gangster. But I'm going to play this track that
No shade, Suge.
We love you.
Come after us.
Don't come.
We love you, Suge.
Don't come after us. All right. Thank you.
We love you, Suge.
I got to say, you know what? I love you, POTUS.
I don't have to say that. I don't have to say that. But we should talk about some of the other developments that have happened recently. But let's take a quick break. Music break. Thank you for tuning in. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Back to life, back to
taking a trip down memory lane with Soul Man. To Soul. What happened to Soul to Soul? They just kind of disappeared.
Just as unique
and ethereal as their music was, they were here and then they were gone. But boy, does that take me back for sure to summertime.
No.
Different place, different time.
It goes back to what I thought was, is hip hop is such a visual medium. We connect their, I mean, think how closely connected the visual, you know, MTV videos or even just like the now today, the YouTube and the TikTok videos and all the dances that people are using music for. Like hip hop is extremely linked, is really very linked to this visual medium. And when we think about hip hop, like, what do you visualize? It's usually consistently shown in videos and in their brands and in their marketing of their products, but it very much a visual medium.
Well, I think the other thing that you touched on, L Boog, was or is, just as I had highlighted a few weeks ago, that hip hop is woven into different genres. So neo soul, trip hop, certain types of jazz expression, spoken word, the R&B vibe, you know, in the 90s, it was a straight crossover where you would have a very R&B track that had a hook or a verse from a hip hop artist. And some of those things continue to today. I think the genre has been blended a little overly on some levels, where certain things that we might have called R&B or not quite hip hop music have made the new definition of, they make that list in a new definition of hip hop, or how that is categorized by Billboard and a bunch of other music entities. So, but
it's been hijacked.
It's been hijacked. But the interesting thing is tracks like these Soul to Soul tracks that we play, and I found the acapella. Mm-hmm. That's why it took me so long to get back to the other version. But these songs were woven. That Soul to Soul track that you're talking about is in the Belly movie, right? That soundtrack, which was Nas and DMX. And that was that soundtrack was laden with different hip hop artists, and again the blending Mary J, the queen of neo soul hip hop, that blend, that blend that we talk, you know, when people say Erykah Badu, is Erykah Badu hip hop? Yes, but not all the time.
Yes.
Some of the things that Erykah Badu does are not necessarily akin to hip hop. They might be a little bit on the boundary. Jill Scott, some of the other artists, young artists of today, where the genre has been stretched and into its, you know, potential. We hear a lot of different interpretations and artistry woven into this great art form that gives us a venue for doing our show weekly.
Well, you know, there's a local, or well, there's a prof. I love his visual artistry, his videos, and he came out recently with Good Time Boy, and I think that's a really good summer vibe, but also he's so good with the visual medium that it really does, it always catches me before even his lyrics sometimes and his music his visual medium is so well done. I don't always agree with the lyrics, but I do like most of what he does and how he produces and brings together so many different things, including the visual.
Yeah. Well, just always remember that it's still about the five pillars, you know, across the board, where a lot of it was the music, yes, led by the DJ, but you had the MC, the B-boys, B-girls, the scribe. It was multi-sensory. It hit us. It almost hit all parts of your senses, and you have to experience it that way. Because just as we're talking about with Soul to Soul and many other songs, and I We would be remiss, especially with the heat right now, that we did not talk about Hot and Her. Because, again, you want to talk about a summer banger, that is one year your go-tos. But the whole sensory piece of hip-hop, it's always been about the artistry and that the DJ was able to pull it together with the beat. And, of course, because of how they kept bringing in the music of yesterday, today, and created the music for tomorrow. You can't do that with just the sound. You have to do it with your eyes. You have to go do it with the feel. You have to do it with the movements and everything else. That's hip hop. That's why, you know, people believe in it because they feel it across the board. It's a beautiful art form. It's just unfortunate that, sometimes kind of gets, taken out for a ride with somebody else.
Yeah, what do you
for
think
the wrong
that,
reasons.
You know, yeah, big, like making that connection to or leap to politics. What's the visual medium for politics?
Commercials.
Does it work?
The many, many commercials that we've been inundated by, especially coming from one of the candidates, that in this race that's happening. We should talk about early voting. We should do something political in the state of Minnesota has begun the primary. There are several important races that are on the ballot for the August 11th primary. And for the citizens of the state of Minnesota, early voting has already begun. So in your neighborhoods, in many of the neighborhoods across the Twin Cities and elsewhere across the state, your ability to vote early is before you. So it's as simple as going to our Secretary of State's website that we talk about often, sos.state.mn or something along those lines, and plugging in your address, and then that will let you know where you can go out and cast your vote early. And a lot of folks say, hey, I like to vote on election day, and I respect that and appreciate that. But I think sometimes folks just kind of push that off. You push it off. I've pushed off voting before and almost missed out at making it to the ballot box. So why not do it now? If your decision is already made and you decided to support the numerous candidates out there that represent communities or are in aligned with your values, definitely if you listen to this show, go out and cast your vote for those individuals. Then spend the next of the time, the rest of the time between now and August 11th, convincing your relatives and others to turn out and vote in these very important elections for state and federal office here in the state of Minnesota.
It's really important. This is a very important race. All the races are very important. And Minneapolis, we have a lot of influence in the state. We really do. Our congressional districts here, Congressional District 5, and there's a few others, but I live in 5, so it's most familiar with me. But our population numbers and our voting really does influence the rest of the state. And if we would like to have the state represent the viewpoints that, a majority of the population in the Twin Cities have, especially those of you that listen to this radio station, KFAI, you're going to want to get out and get and be a part of that primary vote and then be a part of the regular vote, because you're going to help influence many, many other seats that we want to hold strong and continue to hold strong. And, some of the things that really been bothering me, and I don't say candidate names, I'm just saying across the board, is when people overgeneralize in comments, like, she hasn't had any outcomes. No matter who they're talking about, both have held roles in politics and have produced outcomes in the Senate. So if you're looking at, if you're looking between, Peggy and Angie Craig, both have outcomes, both have done stuff, both have achievements. they have different ones, but they both do. And I look through comments. It's like, what has she done? What? Do a simple Google search and ask what their achievements are. That's what I did because I saw that question. Somebody posed that rhetorical question and a comment on Facebook. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to Google it and see, and then paste it in their comments, because it's overly generalized. It's not accurate and true. And I'm really over opinions overriding facts. I'm so over that. And we need to get back to fact-informed, data-informed, real information. And that includes really being critical of what you're watching in the ads, because there is so much fake ads and fake news, and it's absurd. And we have passed a bill. Was a bill, right? It's statute in Minnesota. I have it in my phone which number it was, but against
fake ads, yes. Or using AI and
yes. I have the statute in my just one
important,
moment, but
important that tells you
how important it is and how prevalent it was going to be, because that was done in 2023-24, and there is an ad that's out there that is definitely fake, and it's spreading fake news, and it's AI generated, and that should not be playing. But I think it's because it's playing from a outside of our state, it's sneaking
third party.
Yeah.
So be careful what you're watching.
Well, definitely do your due diligence, fact check. That's really important. We have this thing called independent expenditures in the political landscape. Those are the deep pocketed financed ads that, give a degree of separation from the candidate and the ads that they put up in the airtime and media that they purchase. So these independent expenditures usually tend to be nasty, oftentimes are full of misrepresentations or inaccuracies, and you're bombarded by these. And I think the overall goal, we saw this, we have seen this over the last couple years as the assault on voting rights has continued, and we've continued to see unprecedented gerrymandering or voter suppression efforts that are coming from the right side. And the goal of the right is to make this political reality such a cesspool that nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants to be a part of it, even if it's just a simple thing as voting and participating in elections. Most people do not participate in primary elections. A voter turnout rate, Mr. Buckner, what is a normal voter turnout rate for primary elections, say, in Minnesota? And I know it will vary depending on
20%. Oh, no, less than 20%.
So
20.
Less than 20% of eligible voters tend to turn out in primary elections. And for the folks out there, primary elections are usually elections to determine which individual candidate will represent a certain political party. So one of the restrictions of primary elections is if you want to vote for a candidate of a certain party on your ballot, you cannot cross that ballot and vote for someone or a race where you would vote to elect an individual from another political party. So this is if you're a Democrat, you got to vote Democratic in the primary because that is the outcome that you're seeking to influence. And the same holds true for the GOP. And I think it's pretty concerning that only 20% of the population in a state that has the highest level of voter turnout when compared to any other state in the country. And Mr. Buckner, what is that turnout rate? Is that about 67%, close to 70%?
In 2022, it was 61%. We were still some of the highest. And let me be very clear about this. These are the individuals who have registered. We know who those individuals are. So what we're talking about more than anything else, very simply, is these people who have already registered, only 20% cared to do it. And everybody says that they're independent or whatever else. You vote to say what you would like to see on the ballot. If you don't care, okay, fine. But then you get what you got on those last ballots, because what happens in those primaries sets the tone and allows for the people to say, this is who you get to see in the general. So you got to get out there and vote. If you want to see something different, if you want to see some people actually make some difference in your lives, get out there and vote.
Well, and you're 100% right. And you, for those that sit on the sideline and complain, get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. Add your voice. Not adding your voice is allowing other people to take over your voice and to represent you. And if they don't represent you, you can't complain about it because you didn't vote. Even if your person doesn't win, at least you took action on it.
If you are happy with what happened during the winter, don't go out and vote, because you'll get more of the same. But if you do want to start pushing back some of that activity, and again, that's not blue, red, or whatever else. If you believe that that is Minnesota values and American values that in practice that took place, don't vote. That's exactly what they want you to do. So again, this is, you get what you get when you participate. And again, less than 20% came out in 2022. Our jobs right now is to do better than that. Let's get over 20% at least. Unfortunately, that's low-hanging fruit, but that's reality. So we'd be remiss if we did not give, on the other side, not necessarily one of our people or anything like that, but Lindsey Graham, sudden death and all that kind of stuff. May he rest in peace, Not my biggest person, but whatever. And somehow Mitch McConnell still lives. So it's Weekend at Mitch.
That's right.
It's Weekend at Mitch. We're going to keep him up.
We out of here. We'll be back next week, y'all. One love. Peace.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated.